All right. I'd like to welcome you to this new installment of the SysTech Podcast. I'm Steve Talent of SysTech's Product Management Department. And on today's podcast, I'm really thrilled because we have, if my math is correct, over 50 years of combined SysTech experience. So today we're going to be joined on the podcast by Mike Zaborski and Stephen Lisa. We'll have them introduce themselves in a moment. But what we're going to be covering today is really the evolution of our vision technologies and innovations from core vision capabilities on through what we're doing now from an anti-counterfeiting perspective. So Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Can you just give a little background around yourself and what you're what you've done at SysTech and what you're doing now?
Sure. My name is Mike Zaborski. I am Director of Applied Research here at SysTech. Most of my time nowadays is spent working on our new anti-counterfeiting technology known as Unisecure or eFingerprint. I've been with SysTech since 1990. So that puts me at 27 years, I guess. And that's about it.
Okay, great. And Stephen, Lisa, if you could just give a brief intro about yourself.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lisa. I'm one of the directors in our product management group. I've been with SysTech 20 years, started out developing software and then worked through product management, definition of our products, as well as deployments. I was heavily involved in the serialization pilots in the early days, as well as solution development today for providing integrated solutions with other partners of SysTech.
Very cool. When people think of SysTech today, I think we're probably most well known as a serialization vendor. But when we look at our serialization platform, it's a platform. It's not just a repository of numbers and putting a serial number on a box. Underneath it is really vision systems, right? Packaging execution systems. So when you guys look back and Mike, maybe I'll ask you this. When we first started in vision, was it did we sort of start with character verification, recognition, reading, fill levels? Kind of where was the germination of where we got into vision?
Yeah, so actually our first vision work was as a systems integrator for some of the major vision players at the time. Alan Bradley and Cognex were two of the main platforms that I dealt with back in the early days. So really, yeah, SysTech, we did ad hoc, as contracted vision work. One of my earliest jobs was actually working at a bottle recycling plant for a major beer producer, where we were doing high-speed bottle recognition to sort bottles for refilling. We had to make sure that only the bottles for products of this particular manufacturer were allowed to go through the washers and the refilling stations. But no, we did all kinds of stuff. Then once the FDA mandate, the cut label mandate of the early 1990s hit, that's when things really took off for us as a vision solution provider. Suddenly, a lot of the pharmaceutical work started coming in because they needed to satisfy that new mandate. And very quickly from there, we went from being a systems integrator of other people's vision systems to actually developing our own proprietary vision product, building off of the experience that we had gained in all the deployments we had done up to that point. We built a product platform that was more optimized for the type of repeatable mass deployments that we were encountering once pharmaceutical hit.
Right. And Stephen, kind of going beyond that, it led itself into being really packaging software with multiple cameras along a line, software-based cameras that would be able to do things, if you will, like rejects and stuff like that. Can you speak to sort of how this vision evolved into much more of a platform?
Yeah, from my involvement with, in the early days with SysTech, I noticed that even though a lot of people referred to Systech as having a vision system, it was really more than vision. You know, traditional vision systems, smart cameras, you know, they process images and give you some sort of result. But the Systech approach was really to provide that total integrated solution that provides, you know, not only vision inspection, but, you know, all of the interfaces around that vision inspection, communication with printers, with reject stations, PLCs, providing the operators a single interface that, again, not only presents vision in a very simple operator-friendly view of what's happening, but also gives them feedback on, you know, the other activities of the machine, alarms, counters for pass-fail results, etc. So it was really a matter of, you know, as Mike mentioned, taking vision principles and making them specific to the packaging market and focused primarily around pharmaceuticals in the early days. And then building out all of those other elements that, you know, customers demand on a packaging line.
Mike, to what end, and you've been, as you said, with Systech and these technologies for almost 30 years, the advancements in camera technology, I guess kind of the increase in quality and the decrease in price, how much has that affected and impacted what we are able to do from a technology perspective?
Well, for most of your, you know, typical packaging quality inspections, image quality isn't really that big of a deal. Typically we're doing things like, you know, reading a barcode or you know, deciphering human readable characters for an OCV or OCR inspection, or looking at the position of a label. Prices have come down, obviously, so that's been a big benefit. That's allowed us to, you know, use higher resolution cameras, maybe for larger fields of view, so we could do more than one inspection at a time in a single camera. That's helped quite a bit. But one of the other things that's gone on is that certainly recently we've gone from CCD sensors to now the present CMOS-based image sensors. In the early days, you wouldn't want to touch a CMOS based sensor because the image quality was really bad and you could barely do even the fairly crude analytics that we did in the early days for gross package inspection. But nowadays, actually, the preferred image sensors have become the CMOS sensors. So in fact, the stuff that we're doing now with the fingerprinting applications, our preferred sensors are now the CMOS sensors because they've actually leapfrogged the CCD technology in terms of noise and sensitivity.
That's interesting. Before we get a little bit deeper into the e-fingerprint, Stephen, maybe I know you were involved in some of the early pilots that we did back in 2005 when California e-pedigree was introduced. Can you talk about how Systech became involved in this, you know, going from, you know, vision and inspection and things like that to all of a sudden, you know, being on the line from a serialization standpoint in terms of integrating with printers, you know, printing serial numbers, managing serial numbers, and evolving our company as a whole into being, you know, the leading serialization vendor?
Yeah, so it's actually, I find an interesting story on how this all started. So I, myself and David DeJean were invited to attend a meeting about a serialization pilot since Systech had vision systems, our Sentry systems, on the existing packaging lines. And during that meeting, there were other players in the RFID space and the IT space, as well as the customer and their steering committee about, you know, this whole serialization. What is it? What's required? What is the impact on the packaging line? And during that first day of discussions, you know, there was a lot of discussion around the IT focus, but very little understanding of what happens on a packaging line. And I quickly realized that, you know, 90% of what they were talking about, Systech already had that capability built in. You know, as far as tracking, you know, the vision inspections, communicating with the machines for rejects, you know, our advisor and Sentry software were already managing the packaging process. And instead of looking at serialization as a total separate bolt-on process, you know, I presented to the group that, you know, guys, this is just another type of inspection. It's you know, the vision components are similar to what we do with barcode reading. There's some additional information that we need to store and retain. But overall, from a packaging perspective, you know, we're not that far off. And we quickly went from being sort of a consultative vision inspection on the line to being the primary developer of that pilot line. And then from there, we actually developed our first version of our serialization product. And that went all the way through with the, you know, we added in the RFID capabilities and merged the, you know, decoding of RFID readers, which from a packaging perspective are similar to a barcode scanner, just a different type of device. And, you know, merging that with our vision technology and our line management technology. And we came up with that, the first fully functional production pilot or production lines for serialization for the Viagra lines.
I think that's I think that's really interesting. And especially, I don't think we talk about it enough where, you know, we're talking about a software platform. You know, the cameras are just a tool in this whole thing, but it's a whole, you know, plug and play platform that has these different components that can fit in anywhere on the line. And we just essentially, it's akin to adding just another device, you know, for serialization, right?
Exactly. And that's the beauty, I think, of the SysTech integrated approach around packaging, looking at packaging holistically instead of serialization as one piece and you know, quality inspection as a separate piece and machine interfacing as a separate piece. You know, we've always approached it as, you know, this is a total system that needs to function together. And I think, you know, with all of the discussions around serialization over the years, you know, that message is kind of lost of the benefits of having a line management system or even a machine interface system like our Sentry product that manages all of that stuff for you. You know, it comes around the discussions of people saying, well, we can get a smart camera, you know, for this much money, but yeah, but that smart camera is not going to give you a printer interface, or it's not going to manage, you know, formatting of your print files or manage the operator displays and the alarms and the logging. It's just one element of a much bigger, you know, requirement for to meet the packaging operation. And, you know, I think a lot of that gets lost in some of the high level messaging around, you know, what is serialization and what's required, you know, the regulations versus the reality of, you know, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute operations on a packaging line.
Right. And I think that's so important in terms of us on a number of levels being able to do some things. First and foremost, being able to be really broadly configurable, where we're not having to customize anything. Where, you know, you flip a switch here, you tune a setting there, and we're configurable to almost any scenario. The second thing is, from a pure practical standpoint in global serialization, that the regulations are different around the globe. So you need to have something that's, you know, if you're creating product on the same line for multiple geographies, it has to be easily be able to change over to what the next serialization requirement for the EU, for example, or what's going to be required here for DSCSA or India or Russia or whatever. So I think that's I think that's a really important component. Now, just a question. I don't know. This might be for Mike or Stephen. You can jump in. But in terms of one of the things we do as part of dealing with some of these regulations are pure vision things like pack by layer, where we're looking in with our cameras at a layer going into a case. And is just from a pure sort of techie standpoint, is that easy or difficult? We've been doing it forever, but it's a core thing. And I think it's kind of cool when you see it in operation, being able to go in, look at, you know, look at 12 or 24 barcodes at once and detect if something's wrong, you know, misaligned in the box. How do we do that?
So yeah, Stephen could probably fill in a little more detail than I could, but from a vision application standpoint, it's really just a question of the spatial resolution, right? So we get a camera can read a bunch of barcodes. Where it gets complicated is the software on top of that understands the spatial relationships of each of the items in the case, understanding that whether you're actually looking at the top layer or you're seeing the layer beneath because a carton is missing. That's where the nuances of the engineering become important, and that can make or break the application. But from a you know the, but the sort of the basic vision appliance that you're building is really not all that complicated. But I'll let Steven speak to some of the other complications and challenges for pack by layer in particular.
So, kind of building on what Mike just referred to as the vision technology, and again, I think this really goes back to the very early days before I joined Systech, but I know Mike was heavily involved in what we used to call our fast vision approach, which was functionally adaptive application-specific vision tools. And the idea behind this was, to encapsulate a very specific function from a vision standpoint and make it appear to the user to be very easy to set up. And with those principles over the years, we even developed our whole IPS or item process stream technology around that principle of, taking a function that could be fairly complex, encapsulating it into a solution, and allowing non-engineering type folks to be able to use it and configure it. So related to pack by layer, you have the whole algorithms involved in isolating the barcodes and decoding them. But then above that, you have the communications built into the software to take the vision information and send that over to the processing areas where those serial numbers are now looked up in databases. They're verified to be good. Were they packed? Were they unpacked? Are they commissioned? Are they decommissioned? And building all that into a seamless display so that ultimately the operator sees a red X or a green check mark indicating that, that particular item in that location is good or bad. So, again, around that philosophy of taking these vision applications and making them very user-friendly to the line operators who need to deal with them on a daily basis and need to be able to recognize when things are working correctly, when there's a legitimate reject, or when something has been out of alignment or may need some, recalibration, providing that in a simple way, I think is one of the areas that the Systech approach is most beneficial.
Yeah, and being a decidedly non-engineering type, having gone through our product training and actually configured pack by layer, I was just amazed that I was able to do that. And it is rather simple from a user standpoint, but really, it as you described it, underneath the covers of that simplicity is really advanced software and systems.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Because even just, in the early days of developing that, some systems, let's say you have 24 barcodes in a grid, it just tells you the 24. It doesn't tell you which one is in the upper left-hand corner, which one is in the lower right-hand corner, let alone providing that feedback to an operator in a very clear way so that, if there is one of the 24 that, let's say, is a reject that should not be there, having the operator have to guess which one it is with the Systech approach, because we identify that the spatial relationships between each of the barcodes in the layer, we can tell the operator exactly where it is in the grid, and they're able to remove it. And again, this is done, seamlessly. They don't even realize how much is happening underneath the covers. They just see it as a very user-friendly, interface where they can make the correct manual adjustment to successfully pack the layer and then ultimately pack a bundle or a case, depending on, what their aggregation scheme is.
Right, right. So, you know, for our listeners, obviously we have this long and storied history in, you know, vision on the line, now serialization on the line, this platform of plug and play components that really can just do amazing things on packaging lines. So, but we have this history of innovation. So we've innovated over time to improve. And Mike, you are in the application end of our technology. So you have sort of been looking at over time, we have this technology, what it does now, but what can it do in the future? What are the possibilities for it? And that has resulted in really a market unique product, our Unisecure product, where we derive what's called the e-fingerprint from a barcode, making every single one of those tens of millions, let's say, of UPCs unique, ensuring the uniqueness of a serialized 2D barcode with a unique fingerprint. And there's a lot of market value that I could, you know, wax poetic on forever. But the concept started rather humbly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. So a large part of my time over the years has been spent on creating new and refining existing of our vision library, vision tools. So it was way back in, I guess, 2011. We're looking at barcode grading was all the rage, and I'm not sure if it still is, if it's still a big component of people's consideration in supply chain barcode readability. But it was something where people were struggling with figuring out how to apply this concept of a barcode grade to online print and perform in the production stream, perform barcode grading in real time. And I began thinking about, well, you know, the purpose of barcode grading isn't really to grade the barcode. The purpose of doing the grading is to try and anticipate how much headroom you need so that your barcode is still readable at some point close to the end of the supply chain. So you want to have a high enough barcode grade so that if it gets damaged or corrupted at some point through handling in the supply chain, which it is sure to get, you still want to be able to scan it with a handheld. And it you know, this was all part of the serialization initiatives that many customers were faced with. So, but we were struggling with how to perform this online grading, as many companies were. We had a product, and I began looking at, well, if we, you know, insist on a certain level of grade, but at the end of the supply chain, you still can't read the barcode. You haven't really bought yourself anything. So I began thinking about ways of looking at barcodes and deriving a sort of a secondary information carrier, if you will, by looking at other attributes of the print other than the overtly encoded barcode value in the barcode. So again, this kind of ties into my work over the years on our basic vision tools, where we were, you know, we had a set of barcode reading vision tools as part of our Sentry suite. And one of the banes of barcode reading for online print is poor print quality and variations in that print that render the barcode to be less than ideally decodable. So we've been struggling for years trying to make our barcode reader tools tolerant of sometimes wild variations in print quality as produced by moving products on, you know, with low resolution printers. And I started thinking, well, maybe I can use those variations as a signature to maybe encode that and associate it with a serial number for serialization and have sort of, well, if I can't decode the barcode, maybe I can look at these print variations and sort of back my way into the product ID that it was connected with. And that's sort of where the concept of fingerprinting barcodes was born. And so when I first pitched it to the president of Systech, Bob DeJean, I pitched it as I'm describing it here, as an alternative to barcode grading or an adjunct to barcode grading. And then I said, oh, by the way, sort of as an aside, I said, by the way, you could probably use it as an anti-counterfeiting feature as well. And the rest is history.
Yes, it is. And really, as Systech has evolved, that e-fingerprint, that that was an, oh, by the way, you can do this moment is really one of the main focuses of SysTech strategically moving forward. So I think that's amazing. And as you know, that as you've had more time, you know, you're now able to work with many, you know, many new data carriers, different kinds of barcodes, 1D and 2D. And what I think is interesting is that people might think that, well, if these barcodes are all printed really, really well, I mean, wouldn't you get duplicate fingerprints? But the truth is exactly the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, that going back, thinking back to that, those early conversations back in, you know, 2012 now, when we're thinking about, okay, where can we take this? What can we do with it? Now, I would just, you know, sort of flippantly just say, thinking I knew everything, oh, well, you know, we'll never be able to do things like, you know, PC barcodes. It's going to be, you know, we'll have to only operate on what we consider high variability print, like inkjet print or thermal transfer type print. I also said, well, we probably could never even detect a photocopy because it would, you know, copy the variables that I'm operating on. Well, since then, we've been able to drive the technology ever further into applications that we, again, I never considered to be part of the, you know, the possibility of what we were doing. So now we can operate on plate-based printing that is essentially, even under magnification, absolutely indistinguishable one barcode from the next, like a UPC label on a, you know, on a soup can. We can detect incredibly high resolution scan, you know, counterfeit attempts where we have people that are basically using the highest quality, highest resolution available commercial printing machines to try and counterfeit something, and we're able to easily detect it. So it's interesting how far that we've been able to push the concept, even though in the very early days, we really didn't think that we'd be able to do much more than what we had started out with.
Yep. And I won't get too much into the marketing speak or things like that, but one of the things that's clear as we talk to our customers and they are dealing with counterfeiting issues, the counterfeiters out there today are also taking advantage of advanced technologies that have come way down in price, like you're talking about, high-end printers, 3D printers that are now accessible to the global set of counterfeiters out there that are making products that look almost indistinguishable from legitimate products. So it is this type of vision-based technology, this evolution that has created our ability to create this e-fingerprint for our customers is just amazing, groundbreaking technology. And I really hope our audience appreciates this little window into our key kind of folks who were responsible for bringing this technology and evolving it over time. So Mike and Steven, I want to thank you for joining us today. I thought this was a really great session, and I'm certain that our audience enjoyed it. So thanks a bunch, and we'll see you on the next, and we'll you'll hear us on the next SysTech podcast. Thanks, everybody.